What's going on, everybody? Before we start the podcast, 440-665-6243. Shoot me a text. Let me know what type of guests you guys want on, what topics you want to talk about, and yeah, that's my actual phone number. It's not one of those apps. It's nothing like that. That's my actual phone number, 440-665-6243. Now, I am so excited to announce that this podcast is brought to you by our very first sponsor. Who is that, you might think? The company is called Plain Jane. They are a CBD hemp company. And, I mean, they're focused on, you know, they're focused on making the smoothest, cleanest, most odorless hemp products on the market. Their hemp rolls are designed to be an alternative to tobacco, allowing them to be sold and consumed everywhere that cigarettes are currently. Drop those cigarettes, pick up some hemp CBD rolls. What are people really still smoking tobacco? What are you doing to yourself? Pick up something that's going to help you out. Plain Jane likes to keep their stuff simple. Or should they say plain? Get it there? You know, Plain Jane instead of Mary Jane, marijuana. No, this doesn't have any THC in it. It's less than 0.3%, okay? They support small farmers. They only source their flower from local, family-owned farms, providing us with the flower of the highest of quality. You can go to tryplainjane.com. That's tryplainjane.com. TryPlainJane.com. If you can't spell it, probably shouldn't be smoking it. And that is also their Instagram, hashtag tryplainjane, Twitter at tryplainjane, and Facebook plainjanehemp. They sent me, you know, a little care package. I appreciate it. And I'm sure eventually I'm going to be set up with, like, some kind of code for you guys if you wanted to try it out. And, you know, I like it because, I mean, honestly, like, I enjoy smoking a joint every now and then. Now, I can't, and that's fine. You know, it's whatever. But this gives you the feeling like you are. And it's also giving you, I mean, the benefits of CBD. And I'm going to have one of the reps from their company on the podcast coming up here soon. I'm so excited and so relieved to have our first sponsor. You know, we've been doing this for about 2 years now, and the cult has finally grown, okay? And when we get the frickin' log cabin in the woods, that hedonistic cabin... And, dude, and Plain Jane's going to be dropping in CBD by the helicopter. Oh, man. It is going to be something else. We're all going to have no inflammation. We're all going to be fucking and sucking. Oh, man. Gets podcast sponsor. Does first ad. Gets dropped by podcast sponsor. The ref's like, yeah, we're absolutely not going to rep you anymore. You know, we thought it was a good idea. No, not a chance. Anyway, guys, that's tryplainjane.com. Tryplainjane.com. Also, guys, the GoFundMe is up and running. And we have, to date, $0 donated. Now, the goal was 500 by mid to mid-late December, so we can get some toys for some children that can't afford them. We're going to donate it all. Probably donate, you know, like the care packages like we did last year for the homeless. You know, we went and we bought, we pretty much bought out the store of hats, gloves, socks. And I mean, that's the goal again. And it all starts with one dude, because once one person donates, the donations will start, they'll start racking up. So go be that first person, man. Don't make the podcast host be the first freaking donation. That's not fun. I'm going to donate, but like, come on, guys, you know, cut me some slack. Let's get into this episode anyway. What is happening? Now, last week on the Diaries of John Thozeski's Fantasy Football, we had good news to share. This week, here's the thing. It's not bad news, okay? But let me tell you what's going on. Last night I was up by, I don't know, point, like 1.2, maybe 1.5. I was last minute. Who do I start? Do I start Kittle? Do I start his backup? Do I start Kittle? Do I start his backup? Put that bat signal out to my uncle. Hey, this is like 10 minutes before kickoff. Kittle or the backup? And he said, Kittle, dot, always Kittle. So I said, you know what? I'm going to roll with him. If not, I can blame him. Worst case scenario, I blame him. Well, Kittle drops basically a 25 burger. You know? Dude's got a broken ankle in his foot. He's out here leading my team to fucking victory, okay? He's got a knee issue. He's got an ankle issue. And he also had 24.9 points, 6 receptions, 129 yards, and a touchdown. Thanks, George. By the way, if your name's George, you know, change it. I'm just playing. George, you're cool. George Kittle, you're cool too. Now, if you're a fantasy football player, I have 156 points. You might be thinking, wow. Wow, what a display. You know? 12-man league, right? I think so. I think it's a 12-man league. 156 points. Wow, John. What a freaking display. You put your guys out. Oh, and that's with my defense, the Raiders, scoring -1, okay? And Russell Wilson having the worst game of the season at a 9.5. Yeah? And I still put up 156. And, I mean, I know it's crazy, guys. You're like, wow, a 12-team league, 156? You gotta be feeling pretty good about yourself. No, I'm not, actually. You know why I'm not? Because this guy's got Brandon Cooks. Brandon Cooks hasn't done shit all year. I just feel like he is due for something. And I mean, granted, he's really hasn't been doing much. He just cleared concussion protocol. But in a game where I think Baltimore is going to, oh wait, they're not playing Baltimore. I thought they were. Wait, yeah, they are. They're playing Baltimore. It's week 12. I don't know what I'm doing. So in a week where I think Baltimore is going to run this score up on them, are they at home? Yeah, they're at home against Baltimore. He hasn't done shit all year. I just feel like there's a chance he could go for like 140 and two touchdowns or something stupid. Just something dumb. Which, I guess what I should do, so that I'm not completely hating myself in the morning, if worse comes to worse, I should do a daily fantasy, put Cooks as my MVP so I get 1.5 or whatever. Because if he does good enough to beat Kittle, that's going to be a 25-point game. So then, you know, you're looking at 30-plus. That's what I should do. Am I going to do it? Nah, I don't know. I mean, man, I'm just looking at my team. I'm so proud of these freaking guys. I really am. Ronald Jones, solid 15.7. Jarvis Landry, I mean, is there anything that I can't do? 10 catches, 148 yards, and two touchdowns. DJ Moore, 6 catches, 126 yards, and two touchdowns. I mean, so freaking proud of these guys. And, you know, here's the other thing. I'm not really expecting to make a playoff push. But if I can knock some of these fart suckers out of this league, oh. Especially Adam. God. The reason I want to knock Adam out so bad is he had Kareem Hunt the year that he went off. And it was like a 6th-round pick. And he was so arrogant at work. Talking, hopefully he just keeps it up this pace. Scoring like 40. When he had like 3 or 4 games of like 40-plus fantasy points. So we're like, yeah, I mean, doubt he can keep that up all year. And he's like, well, I hope so. He's fucking arrogant, man. Freaking turd. Dude, I hope. You know what I hope? I hope I beat you 155.9 to 154.9. I hope Brandon Cooks does have a big game. And I hope he comes up a little bit short. Better yet, I hope he does beat me by 0.2 and then there's a stat correction. Oh, would that be... Oh, man. I think I might just bust in my pants if that was the case. I literally would. It would just be... If there was a stat correction that put me back ahead of him, it would be... That's what it would be like. Man, I hate everyone in my fantasy league. I hate you all, and I hope nothing but the worst. Not for them, you know, not for their real life, but man, their fantasy, I do. Let's see where I'm at in this playoff push. You know, okay, it's not looking good, guys. Not looking good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'm 3.5 games back. I'm 4 games back, guys. Now, I don't know, man. There's there's a chance. I just feel like there's a freaking chance. And I think these final standing projections are BS. Well, it also, I guess it also depends on, like, I don't even know how many freaking games there are. Like, how many are left, I mean. Schedule, I guess I could do that, you know. You know, John, be smarter. Oh, okay. Yeah, so I'm out. So now, yeah. I'm playing to knock some people out. That's okay. I mean, the thing is, if I do win and some of the people ahead of me lose, there's a weird chance that, I mean, some crazy stuff could happen and I'd be in, but but not likely. Let's be honest. So from now on, I'm done with those guys. They're just a bunch of freaking... They're just not that cool. Man. That's really what I was excited to talk to you guys about, was fantasy football. It's really all I get excited about to talk about is fantasy football. Just because, like I said, man, I like taking my friends out of money, you know? I remember one time we went to there's a Dollar Tree next to Acme, and it was me, and two of my buddies, and one of, like, the things we liked to do back then was, at Dollar Tree, if somebody entered their chip, and then they, like, went to enter their stuff, we would just go around the cash register and chant, decline, 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 and it happened. Our buddy Brandon, his card declined at Dollar Tree, and it was just something like his money, like, transferred too soon or something. It was something dumb where, like, he shouldn't have gotten mad at us. But, and that's the thing too, like, we didn't really expect anybody's card to decline, and when his did, he was freaking furious at us. He really was. And, you know, I mean, I probably would have too. I would have been pretty angry if I was in a Dollar Tree and my card got declined and my friends were chanting for it to happen. Yeah, whatever. No, I had something on Twitter that I wanted to talk about that I saw. Oh, how about somebody posted, a picture of, like, the, what was the Kendrick Lamar album with the van on the cover? I know people are probably like, was it Mad City? Or, for sure know what I'm talking about, you know, before I start talking. But whatever the video or the album was, it was the picture of that van, and it said this was all of our first cars. And I remember in, like, I feel like it was like sophomore year of high school, my buddy Peyton had, wait, am I high or something? Was that not Kendrick Lamar? Or was there two different album covers? Good Kid, Mad City. Yeah, there's two different album covers. Hey, Kendrick, don't do that. Made me feel real dumb. So our buddy Peyton had a van like that. Just like one of those old, like minivans, really. That's all it is. And So Peyton had this minivan, and we're driving the one day, and homeboy rolled down the windows and, like, stuck his head out the window. And I'm like, dude, what are you doing right now? Like, we're driving, it's like a 35 miles an hour street. Why are you driving with your head out the window? That's so, like, that's sketchy. And he's like, yeah, man, my I swear to God, this is what he said. He said, my speedometer is broken, and I wrote, he wrote down what the wind would feel like in his face to determine how fast he was going. he said, usually, you know, there's traffic and he could just go with the traffic, but there wasn't traffic at this point. So he stuck his head out the window, and the feeling of the wind on his face was determining if he was going, you know, 25, 35, God forbid he was on the highway. Who knows what he would have went. Dude, that, every time I got in that van, I felt like I might die. There's always a chance that you could die. Actually, that one is not as bad as my guy Thomas. He I went to Kent. I don't know what I went to Kent. Maybe like to tour the campus, because he was older. He's older than me. And I think he wanted to show me, like, the campus. He was dating my cousin and stuff. Great guy. Still love that guy to death. Anyway, go to the campus. And he's got, like, you know, his little red car. And it starts pouring. I'm talking pouring rain. And I'm like, dude, why don't you... You should put your windshield wipers on. He dead seriously says to me, my windshield wipers don't work. I just put a bunch of Rain-X on my windows, like, before I think it's going to rain. So... So the rain just, like, beads up. I don't know if you've ever used Rain-X, but it's not windshield wipers. You're... Man, what else is some dumb stuff we've done? That should be the next question on Instagram is, like, what's one dumb thing you did when you were younger? I feel like there's a good chance, like, some of us shouldn't be alive, you know? And I don't mean that, like, in a depressing way. I mean that in, like, my group of friends, we were dumb. We really weren't smart. And we did, like, I mean, we didn't really do bad shit. We weren't angels, you know. I remember the first time I drank. Do you guys remember the first time you drank? Man. The first time I drank, it was at, like, my family always had parties. And pretty much everybody would, like, fall asleep. And, when people fell asleep, I would just go, like, I would go into the cooler and, like, drink a beer in the backyard and think I was super cool. But I was also super tiny, so it didn't mix well. I probably drank, like, I could drink, like, three beers and I was just wasted. I would just go to bed. I'm just out like a light. Yeah. But another one of the first, remember when I said that I think I might have been molested? And I said, hashtag me too, hashtag I'm a survivor. Hashtag this pussy grabs back. Remember I said, if you haven't heard, it's in one of the last episodes. it wasn't even molested. It was like this older chick liked to make out with me and one of my young buddies. We were in, like, fifth grade. She was in 12th. Anyway. She might have been in 11th. Either way, it's still kind of fucked up. Hashtag she had daddy issues or something. She had some kind of issues, you know what I'm saying? But that same guy that I was hanging out with, my fifth and sixth grade years were very strange. That's when I started listening. And you know what, dude, that's when I started listening to rap. Before that, dude, it was Linkin Park and Blink 182. And that fucking song from Tony Hawk's Pro Skater was like, well, here I am doing everything I can. Tell me why we were at the bar for the Ohio State game, and all we wanted was to hear that fucking song. Here I am. Let's find Tony Hawk Pro Skater. And then I'll continue this story. So, anyway. Oh, shit. Here we go. Here I am. I think this is it. Yeah. Do you guys remember this jam? You load up Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. I mean, so 1999. Ready? Here it is. Wow. Dude. Tell me this doesn't make you want a 50-50 freaking kickflip into a manual, nose manual, then pop shove it. Dude, I mean, you trying to McTwist? McTwist and chill, bro? Dude, you know what this makes me feel like? Bucky Lassick. Oh my god. I just looked down and now I have a birdhouse shirt on. You serious? Oh my, create a skater? Am I... This is all off the top of the head, by the way. This is me digging down into my memory bank and feeding you guys, okay? This isn't me looking up stuff about Tony Hawk. This is straight from my heart. I mean, is there anything more iconic than that initial drop-in on the first level where you can, like, kickflip over that one taxi? Oh! Oh! I mean... Dude. Remember when you had to collect skate? You had to collect the letter skate? Oh my god. Dude, shout out to Bucky Lassick. Holy crap. What were we talking about before? Whatever we were talking about before is not as important as this conversation. Wow. Wow, that just made me so happy. Do I know this one? Man. What the fuck? I don't remember any of these songs. I mean, they all sound like something that would be on Tony Hawk, but man, that Superman song. Oh, here I am. Oh, this was on there. Dude, you want to know something so embarrassing? I thought this was like, dude, I thought Guerrilla Radio was the coolest song when Tony Hawk was out. I would, you know how you could play, you could pick your custom playlist? I would just put this song on. And then when he goes, ugh. I mean, so rock and roll. Ugh. Dude, I would just break in high scores at this point. Oh, yeah. The Battle of Los Angeles. That's the name of this album. I mean... Dude. Listen to the names of the people... Let me just go through the names of the bands that are in the Tony Hawk Pro Skater. Oh, this is PS 1, 2, 3, and 4. Oh, listen to what this guy has this titled as. Almost Complete Soundtracks. Holy shit. Here's the names of the bands. And tell me this doesn't... Tell me when you hear these, you're not like... Oh my god, that's 2002 Vans Warped Tour CD. Goldfinger, The Ernies, Primus, Suicidal Tendencies, The Suicide Machines, Anthrax, Bad Religion. I mean, Bad Religion? Really? Naughty by Nature. Ooh, I actually love Naughty by Nature. A little OPP. Oh boy, how about this one? Papa Roach, Back to Rage Against the Machines. Oh. NoFX, Sum 41, Alien Ant Farm, oh boy, how sweet was Alien Ant Farm? What was the song that Alien Ant Farm had? I'm not talking about the Alien Ant Farm. I mean. Alien Ant Farm. Not Smooth Criminal. Annie, you okay? You okay? You okay, Annie? I don't know what it was called. Oh, no. That's not even the band I'm thinking of. Oh, what the... Dude, it was something with an AFI. Dude, is AFI a band? If AFI is a band... Oh, it is. Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the... Holy shit. Tell me you guys don't remember this one. Oh, dude, that's actually, dude, that's a freaking banger. Wow, this podcast got off the rails. Yeah, that's not even the album that I'm thinking of, though. There was an album before that was, like, all cartoony. Let me see if it'll load real quick. Because there was The Art of Drowning. I mean, of course the album is called The Art of Drowning. Came out in 2002. I think this was the one that I... Yeah. I mean, what is this? Wow. Why is it that, like, bands like that always have the coolest album artwork? I mean, like, the old ones. Who, like, there's a few bands that had good ones like that. I can't think of... They're all, like, running together as one big name. So I'm not even gonna try. What were we talking about before that happened? And I'm sorry that that happened. I don't know why that did. You know, I don't know. Oh, maybe, when, 2005, 2006. That's how we got on this. Yo, I might have talked about this before, but it needs to be said again, because this is not okay. When I was in sixth grade, and we were at, like, when you're in sixth grade, you're in the trailers, okay? At Thero Park, you used to be in the trailers, which they got rid of it, which was so dumb, because everybody waited till sixth grade so that they were in the trailers. And it was awesome, you know? You switch periods, like, it was like you were basically in junior high, okay? Basically, like, you're in junior high, but you're, like, in elementary school, but you switch periods. I had Mr. Open Car, who was, bro, the coolest teacher in the world. Anyway. So, I know I joke about being thick like a peanut butter milkshake, but man, was I freaking chubby as shit. Cute as shit. I mean, let me say that. I had highlights, fat as hell, and I wore Element shirts a lot. Because again, I was into Tony Hawk, man. If I wasn't wearing a Birdhouse shirt, don't even look at me. But before school, sometimes, you know, I would get some money from my grandma or my mom. And I would walk up the complete opposite way to school. It's basically like walking to school and then, like, to school twice the other way, you know? Because I'm basically walking the opposite way that it would take me to get to school and then going to school. So it's like going to school three times. Which, I mean, if I wasn't doing what I'm about to tell you, it probably would have been good for me. I probably would have lost some of those LBs. I would have been pulling all the sixth grade chicks in sixth grade. But no, that's not how it happened. Because what I was doing in sixth grade before you guys were awake to get ready for school, is I was walking to the gas station to get some morning hot dogs. I would walk to Sunoco. Their hot dogs would be like three for a dollar. I mean, three for a dollar. When you're here's the thing. When you're like 12 years old and you have a dollar, finding hot dogs for three for a dollar, you might as well have just found $20. You feel on top of the world because you can put as much ketchup or mustard as you want on those. The buns were like steamed. Oh my God. I'm having like almost PTSD, but it's the opposite. I'm in Pleasure Town right now. I'm in Pleasure Town, destination Sunoco hot dogs. And I would walk there, get like three hot dogs before school. I mean, it's what, 8:30 in the morning? Here's the thing though. Like somebody in my family had to have known that that's what I was doing. For sure, don't let me do that. Say, Johnny, you really, like, my grandma or my mom or just anyone should have been like, they probably didn't know, actually. That's probably what happened. But if they did, they should have said, Johnny, what are you doing, buddy? You're eating hot dogs in the beginning of in the morning? Man, how about we do some carrots in the morning or something? So I would eat like three hot dogs before school. Three fucking hot dogs. That's like 1,200 calories. Just starting my morning off with 1,200 calories. Dude, how crazy is that? How crazy is that? Then I would eat my lunch. We'd go to recess. I'd sweat because I was so fat. I'd just get all sweaty. Then I'd go home. Mom, if you're listening, I always would raid your stash of sugar-free candy and then shit my brains out because of all the sugar alcohols. Dude, have you ever had those Russell Stover sugar-free candies? The serving size is like, it's like two pieces. And the sugar alcohols in those things are off the charts. I would eat a whole bag. So, dude, just picture this. Waking up in the morning, starting your day off with 1,200 calories of hot dogs. Sometimes I would get donuts too. So we're at, I don't know, we'll say 1,800 calories. We'll say 1,800 calories. That's what I should have been eating basically the entire day at 12 years old when I'm fat. Then I go to school, eat that prison meal that's basically just calories because there's no nutrition in those, obviously. It's like a sugar cup with like all the syrup in it, all that sugary syrup. Be like, oh my God, I ate my peaches. I'm healthy now. It's like, yeah, but you also just ate 30 grams of sugar with those peaches, plus an ice cream cup, you fat fuck. Let's not forget about the slice of pizza that was served with that and chocolate milk. Dude, how gross. How gross are school lunches? That's a real school lunch. And you know it is. Or, man, sometimes I forget my freaking lunch on purpose because you get those peanut butter and jelly graham cracker frozen sandwiches. Oh, that with white milk, I mean, bro, that with white milk, dude, is there anything better? You know what I would do for one of those right now? I would do bad things. That's what I would do. So then I'd go home, eat a bunch of sugar alcohols, drink like a Diet Pepsi, a warm Diet Pepsi for my mom's room. Then, you know, run downstairs. It was like one of those poops where your asshole's like, ah! You know what I'm talking about? Or you just have to shit so bad and you're just, ah! Then I'd probably, you know, go make like, I'm sure I would, potato chips and a Coke. Man, my diet was so bad. And then have dinner. On top of all that, I would have dinner at the end of the night and be like, oh, I'm healthy. I'm eating mashed potatoes. It's like, wow. Wow. Boy, how times have changed. Now I'm drinking a fucking kombucha. A fucking kombucha. Dude, these things, if you say kombuchas taste good, you're lying to yourself and you're lying to anybody that's talking to you. Straight up. You know? Kombuchas don't taste good. They're good for you. They don't taste good. So stop lying. Right now I'm drinking a kombucha, and all I've ate today was 3 steak tacos. Boy, how the times have changed. And I still can't lose weight. You know? Taking probiotics. Now I got this Plain Jane CBD for my inflammation so I can work out more. My knee's not hurting as bad. I'm taking also CBD oils, but the CBD that they've gave me, I'm excited to just stack all, hashtag give me all the CBD. So whatever, guys. I don't know. Oh, the story, man, this story has come a long way now. Sixth grade, I was at the same guy with the girl that hashtag molested. But we went to the park, and I don't know if his mom just like didn't care, but somehow me and this other sixth grade boy had a 6-pack of Bud Light. How the fuck did that happen? Who let that happen? Who bought us that? So many questions. Who bought us that? Who did we give money to buy us that? You know? How did this happen? So we drink these beers at this park. Got wasted. We were wasted. Dude, we're sixth graders. We had 3 beers and probably like a shot of something gross. We were wasted. Then the cops came. We ditched. Dude, we ran our little fat asses straight into the woods. Is there anything more like thrilling when you're younger than getting chased by the cops and knowing you're going to get away? That's the thing. You got to know you're getting away or else it's... That's no good. Anyway, before I incriminate myself, I think we'll end it here. Again, 440-665-6243. Shoot me a text. Let me know what you guys want to hear. Let me know what kind of guests you want on. Let me know what kind of topics. Text me some dumb shit you guys did when you were young. And also, please, please, please donate to that GoFundMe. You know, whatever, whoever is the first person to donate, I'll match it. How about that? Don't make it like $100 because I'm not going to match that. But if you donate 20, I'll donate 20. Shit, you donate 49, I'll donate 49. But yeah, guys, I appreciate you listening. Also, go try Plain Jane. Tryplainjane.com. TryPlainJane.com. That's tryplainjane.com. If you can't spell it, you shouldn't be smoking it. And I appreciate you guys for listening. And as always, until next time, everybody. Until next time. I said I'm moving like a soldier move. My bitch is unapproachable. When I shoot my Uzi, man, I do that little shoulder move. Peace. Said I'm moving like a soldier move. My bitch is unapproachable. When I shoot my Uzi, man, I do that little shoulder move. Yo, bitch ain't gon' fuck with you. She stopped because I told her to. Niggas look like income tax. Can't wait to get a holy yellow dress. Who is you? Holla back. Brought her here, Uber black. Send her back, Uber bull. She might get Olive Garden. Pussy taste like Jamba Juice. Baby mama on my body, even more than Mama Seuss. Look, blessed and anointed. Facts. Nigga, how you want it? Facts. Don't make me call a ghost. Somebody getting haunted. Heard she fucked some other nigga. She just end up disappointed. Got these pussies pocket watching like our bank account is joining. Look, boy, nigga popped. I was sleeping on a cot. Look, now I got it lit. 100 watts in the spot. Look, know that I'm that nigga, but I be acting like I'm not. I got tats all on my belly. I be feeling like I'm. I know who the fuck I am. I be flexing like a wrestler. Yeah. Charged up like a Tesla. Yeah. Switching out my hoes. I dump Siri for.